Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is November 10th, 2014. All of the best technology news from over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Are you a Beamer fan? I said Beamer, not Bieber, okay? Then the folks over at BMW are working on something for you that's going to make it tingle. According to a report from Reuters, BMW is working on two prototypes that meld an LED streetlight with an electric car charging socket. Now, we all know if you have an electric car, what a pain in the butt it is to try and find a charging station if you're not around at your house and all of this sort of stuff. It is really kind of what's making the electric car market not really take off. And BMW is figuring since street lamps are already in existence, existing piece of infrastructure, which already have the necessary cables inside, a charging port should just be that simple, meaning just plug right into the streetlights. BMW is deploying the pilot program into the streets of Munich, Germany by next year. And you're thinking, whoo, free electricity. Nah, it ain't gonna be that simple. There will be charges and you'll have to use a mobile app to pay for juicing up. Definitely a neat idea. It does feel the need to juice up your electric car. I just wonder how many motors are gonna be a little teed off when you're sitting there at a green light, especially in like places like New York. Hey, yo, guy, the light is green. Hey, shut up. I'm freaking filling up here. We all kind of knew that Apple and the Beats tie-up would somehow be releasing a quote-unquote Apple Beats-slash-product pretty soon, and those rumors seem to be coming reality. According to FCC filing, Apple-branded Beats headphones are on their way. According to FCC documents, the Apple brand will appear on the packaging of the product and the headphones themselves. Now, the headphones look just like the Beats' latest release, the Solo 2 phones, but they use Bluetooth 4.0 low-energy technology to connect to paired devices. No word on pricing yet, but more than likely, you're going to see it in the $200 price range, the same as the Solo 2 headphones. Listen up, all you people that just wasted $2.99 on the Primecast app from the Google Play Store. Yeah, it was that cool little app that put Amazon instant video streaming capability right on your Chromecast. Yeah, it's gone. It's been disabled after just 36 hours of life. Developers have confirmed in a blog post that they were locked out of the streaming functionality and have pulled their now non-functional app off the Play Store. And you're thinking, well, I got it before they pulled it. No big deal. Well, even if you managed to snag the app before it was pulled, the change to Amazon's back end means that you won't be able to use the app to stream to your Chromecast. Sad and sucks, to be honest. I'm sure, though, it'll be just a matter of time before somebody finds a workaround, though. Oh, the set-top box, the streaming stick, the Chromecast, the Apple TVs, the Rokus, all these sort of things. There's so many out there. Well, guess what? There's going to be another player in the mix. The folks over at Walmart feel that they have some more shoes to fill. The company is releasing its own Chromecast-style streaming dongle that works with Walmart-owned Vudu platform. And you're going to love the name, right? It's so original, right? Remember, we've got like the Amazon Fire Stick, and we've got the Chromecast. Well, this one's called the Vudu Spark. Wow, what marketing genius thought of that one? Now, it's going to be a remote control device that connects televisions with an HDMI port. Yes, this all sounds familiar. It will be Wi-Fi connected, and yes, it will function just like other streaming sticks that are out on the market right now. One catch, though, and one that just makes you think, never mind, it will only be compatible with Vudu, and not services like Netflix or Hulu. The more I'm reading through this article, the more I just don't care. There's no Netflix? There's no Hulu? Hey, Walmart, here's some nails. Here's a hammer, and go ahead and just nail your own coffin. This isn't going to work. Did you catch the leaked trailer from Marvel, The Age of Ultron? Yes, it was leaked over the internet on the weekend, and you're thinking, well, it's just a leaked trailer. Big whoopee-doo. Well, Marvel feels it's a big whoopee-doo. Google's actually being forced to reveal the identity of whoever did leak that trailer. Marvel, and more importantly, its parent company Disney, are not happy whatsoever. The trailer was planned to air during the episode of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's a show in the U.S. on ABC, also owned by Disney, by the way, but instead it was leaked in full on the internet days before. When the trailer was uploaded to Google Drive, it was associated with a John Gazelle, and now Marvel is asking Google to hand over that information. So since it came to that, yep, you guessed it's going to go to court to have Google appear there to provide Marvel with the requested information. Oh, for crying out loud, Disney. It's a movie trailer. It's not the whole movie. In fact, it's free promotion. Shut up. And finally, Ghost. I ain't afraid no ghost. You afraid of ghosts? You believe in ghosts? I know, we're a little late. It's past Halloween, but, you know, this was an interesting little story. So, let's go with it, shall we? You know that little chill that you feel in the air that makes you feel like someone's watching you? They're right behind your back? It's called the feeling of presence. However, though, according to a new study from Switzerland, it has nothing to do with paranormal encounters and everything to do with your brain. Studying several patients with neurological disorders, scientists have discovered that eerie sensation isn't a result of ghoulishness, but rather funky signals nagging your brain. Basically, due to damage or confusion in specific parts of the brain, your neural activity is mistaken for an otherworld presence. Basically, what I feel like when it comes down to this study, that if you do believe in ghosts, somehow you've got a mental health problem. Unfortunately, it looks like we've got nobody to call anymore. This study looks like it pretty much puts the Ghostbusters out of business. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Well, we'll be back tomorrow, yeehaw, for another dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. Until then, close your eyes. I know it's Monday. Just take a nap through the whole day. Just forget that it's Monday. And thank you so much for listening.